It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I present the best movies of 2023, some you may have missed and some have been popular. Number 3, Air, directed by Ben Affleck and co-starring himself and Matt Damon in the story of how Nike was struggling in the 80s and resorted in scoring the deal of a lifetime with Michael Jordan. This would lead up to the creation of the Air Jordan sneakers. Brutally funny and consistently honest, this is a movie about determination and spirits. Number 2, Killers of the Flower Moon, directed by Martin Scorsese, who reunites with Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. It presents the true story of the Osage Indian murders as these Native Americans have discovered oil on their land and there are those who are willing to kill them off for their money. It runs for over 3 hours and there isn't a wasted moment. My number 1 and number 2 choices could have been a tie for the best film of the year, but my photo finish winner would be Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, which came out the same weekend as Barbie in the Barbenheimer meme. Cillian Murphy gives the best performance of the year as J. Robert Oppenheimer, the man who helped perfect the atomic bomb during World War II. Filmed with IMAX cameras and featuring a terrific cast of Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, Robert Downey Jr., Florence Pugh, and Kenneth Branagh, the film is a perfect blend as a blockbuster and history film, and it's never indulged in commercialism. This is the most explosive movie of the year. If you like this list and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!